I notice that when my mind is drifting, I don't feel physical pain. But when present, pain is to the fore. Any suggestions? Kind of the damned if you do and damned if you don't sort of thing. Sometimes it's interesting to watch that when we do kind of drift and the mind gets kind of blurry and fuzzy. Some of it is just not wanting to have to feel and experience the discomfort of existence. And it's not a wonderful solution for the cessation of suffering, but it's what we do. So that to recognize that tendency, and then because when as we develop the habits of tuning out and drifting off, then you know, those are habits of a lack of clarity. So that bringing awareness, bringing attention, and then the reflections on the different ways that pain and discomfort affect us, and then building a repertoire of skills that, and particularly just patience and the ability to not be reactive or fearful of something painful or uncomfortable, because that's generally what. Because there's a physical pain or physical discomfort, and then there's the feeling in the mind of this is completely intolerable. I can't bear it. How do I get out of it? And to be able to turning attention to the quality of patience. And patience isn't just dumbly accepting something or just sinking into something dumbly, but the patience is the ability to recognize what we're experiencing, but not getting swept up in reactions. And there's the verses in the it's one of the very early teachings of the Buddha. It's called the Ovada Patimokkha, and it's a summary of the teachings and two monks who were attained. And the very first line is, patience is the supreme austerity, a supreme tool for burning up defilements. And so the Buddha putting that right out there very quickly, that quality of patience. And of course, that quality of patience does is give us the stability to let pain or discomfort arise, and when we don't react to it out of fear or aversion, then we can either oftentimes just relaxing into it, and with awareness, it tends to dissipate it, as opposed to when we we're struggling against it, or pushing it away. It just tends to stir it up even more, and make for more. More discomfort, more pain, more tension in the body and in the mind. And that Erik Ajahn Chah, I don't know how many times I heard of it, training under him. I just heard, all I'm teaching you is patient endurance. And that, those are the tools of being patient with what we're experiencing. Because in general, when we're not moving away from things, we're not sort of focused on getting what we want or getting something that we can distract ourselves with, then, yeah, that just a general feeling of discomfort of having a body and having a mind starts to manifest very, really clearly, because that's what's there. So that being willing to be patient and steady, when it's and patient in the sense being steady and clear with what we're experiencing, and yeah, not being intimidated by it. Then it you can allow things to arise, and you can allow them to cease. And it's in the ceasing of sensation, the ceasing of the moods, that we realize, oh, there's our freedom right there. This is, it's not something interminable. It's not something permanent. It arises, it passes away.